Okay, hi, Dumpster Divas. We are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister, Kix. Hi, Kix.
Hi.
Happy almost Friday. It's we have a jam-packed Friday. Night of recordings Friday. Tonight.
Yeah, we do. And we had a big, fat week of Bravo.
A lot happened. And I don't even know how we'll get to all of it. And we're not even here today. Well, and we're not even here today to talk current Bravo. We're here today to talk like old Bravo. So, but we're going to jump right into it. We are joined today by Diana Jebbia. You can follow her at Diana Jebbia on Instagram. She's the host of the Believe in Bravo Besties podcast. I have had the absolute pleasure of being a guest on it. We had a blast chatting. We met actually on a different, on a YouTube series. And the minute I heard that Jersey accent fall out of her mouth, I said, I love this girl. Diana,
oh,
welcome.
I love you right back.
Are you cold? I just,
Diana, just so everyone knows, Diana is fully in like a multicolor. You know the tints that you play the games underneath?
Yes.
Like the,
Oh my God, it does look like that.
What's it called?
But it's not the tarp
that you play games underneath. Yeah.
Not a tarp.
It's actually a Beatles blanket. That's so
funny.
In
my mind, I was like, it does look she's like just that. Getting to the. Tis the season of the holidays and the chilly weather, and Diana's coming with like a full snuggie on.
Yeah, no, it's so funny. I'm so cold, and it was really nice in Jersey today. Like, my computer says it's 66 right now, but like living in LA, that's seat warmer weather for
me. Diana, I was gonna say it's like not cold outside today.
No, I didn't wear a coat. I wore a t-shirt
on the train home. Yeah,
same.
I'm in a sweatshirt and a blanket.
Oh my God, did you just hear my dog?
No, he did not.
A huge wine.
No,
you can't
so
see him
because
he's literally all black and behind me.
And
he's a cutie.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited to be on your guys' podcast. And Kix, we got to get you on mine too. I got to share the love.
Yeah,
do it.
Spread
Diana,
it out.
Diana is hilarious and a professional. You really are. You're good at what you do.
Oh, I mean I'm having so much fun.
You
and we just
my
started,
heart.
So.
Yes. No, I'm so excited that you guys wanted me to talk Jersey with you. I'm getting ahead of myself.
No,
I mean,
I was like, because I told you that I was like, I want you to come on for one of our throwback episodes. I feel like it'd be so fun. And we're doing, after this, we're jumping into like the Berkshires essentially until the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that'd be fun. But then I was like, wait, we're doing a Jersey episode. We need Diana here. I'm like, I'm sure she's
so
been to all
questions.
The spots.
Just in general about Jersey that we'll dive into, but I have a lot of questions.
Sure.
Not about Jersey as the state, as I mean Real Housewives of Jersey.
Have you been to Rails before?
No.
That's where like they have like the, that's where the table flip happened, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like they always go to dinner there. Like
at
and
what?
Like every season. It's called Rails. Like yes. R-A-I-L-S.
Like get railed.
No, I think it's like by a, my understanding is it's by like trains.
Yeah, that checks out.
It sounds like a gay. It sounds like a gay bar in Hell's Kitchen.
Absolutely.
So they live like up in North Jersey, but my family is in South Jersey, so it's pretty bit away from me. But
got it. Yeah, Jersey is bigger than I realize it is.
Yeah, it's not a huge state, but like it's decent.
You know, from all the way down like the end of the shore, like end, like down in like what's
Wildwood?
Yeah, and then but then like up to Atlantic City. I mean, that's like a 7-hour drive, isn't it?
Atlantic City to all the way up to.
Yeah, like, that's not as up. Geography.
I'm trying
corner.
To think what's highest point, like close to PA. I guess it would be like Wayne. No, not Wayne. Oh, I forgot the name of the town, but yeah, it's not 7 hours. It's probably like
Sussex.
3-ish hours.
Oh, I don't know. I'm like so overdramatic. We're from Texas, so like everything.
Which is
Texas
the biggest
is
place in the world. So yeah.
So I went on a work trip to Texas once, right? And I went out to dinner with one of the sales guy and he was like, oh, you live, because I lived here at the time. He's like, you live in Jersey? I'm like, yeah. He's like, how far a trip is it to Boston? I'm like, I don't know, like 3-4 hours. He's like, do you ever just go for dinner? I'm like,
try more.
No.
Yeah, like 5-6.
I don't know. Yeah. He's like, you ever just go for dinner? And I'm like, no. He's like, well, we just like, my parents live 6 hours away and I just go for dinner. I'm like, damn, Texas is insane, and California's like that.
Yeah, I'll defend him a bit, and not his hitting on you
hours.
Tactics, but like, but Texan, like in Texas, you're like, oh, we're going to dinner in Dallas, or like we're going to dinner in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
From where we live in Texas to Fort Worth, which is like Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex. Yeah. They're next to each other. It's literally an hour, but like we're like going to dinner. It's an hour drive, and it's like you don't really go for an hour drive.
That's not true. But when you think about it, it's like I take an hour train ride to like come to your apartment, Tom.
Right. I understand that, but so I just like, mean like it's just interesting how. But for instance, Mom will be like, "Austin isn't far away, and it's full 3 hours."
Yeah,
and it's like, well, that feels far.
I mean, right? Yeah. I mean, we could talk about geography for hours. However, we have some other things to hit on.
We do have some other things to talk about before we jump into this Christmas episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey. We do have to jump in and learn a bit about. Diana, your history with reality television and what reality TV, or was there a certain personality on reality television that made you a quote unquote dumpster diva? That's what we call trash people like us here at Dumpster Dive. So take it away.
All right. I'm trying to think. So my first real like entree into reality TV was Survivor, believe it or not. I was bitty little baby. I think I was in like the third grade. And I remember one of those like Survivor buffs that like they wore on TV. Mm-hmm. Never got one. And that I used to like be so excited when the theme song would come on and dance around my living room and whatever. And then from there, you know, the American Idol of it all. But my intro to Bravo was from my friend or former friend Marielle. She like got me into
former.
The
not a former
talk to her
friend.
Anymore. I don't want people thinking we're still friends. That's mean.
No, God forbid. We don't want anyone thinking that Diana. First of all, you're saying as if like everyone tracks you. Like Diana and Marielle. No one can know.
They're gonna go on Wikipedia and be like, they're not friends anymore. I don't have a freaking Wikipedia page. Anyway,
we can make one.
Love that. We should do that.
I love that.
Friends with friends with Marielle. Is there early that, like, life?
Jump to early life.
That's like your Chiron.
This is already off to a great start. She's the one who got me into the Real Housewives, though, and it was like Orange County. I think it was like the second or third season, whenever Vicky accepted the award and then fell.
Yes, I think that's two or three. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like hooked, and I remember.
Fall. First of all, if you're not familiar, because I don't think Kix is. She's literally standing on like, she's standing like steps on like a stone pool. Like it's like a backyard, it's like an elevated backyard, right?
Okay. Yeah.
She thinks it's like one step, but it's two. She faceplants like into a just like tiled backyard pool area.
Does she fall in the pool?
No, they're like,
she worse falls on tile is what you're saying.
It's like, you know, like those like big brown, like huge brown, like tile. Yeah, word? Like stone rock.
It's like a cobblestone.
It's suburbia cobblestone.
Yeah, I was hooked at that point. And I remember texting my not friend saying, like, don't ever let me turn into these people. And now I'm like, how do I be a housewife? And that's really where it all started.
Yeah, we all take that turn, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah,
well, go to beach Tom too. Tom and I, too, grew up watching American Idol. We weren't Survivor people until, like, our later life recently. But we grew up watching American Idol, like, religiously. And to think about like the how fucked up kind of that show is, and they just like make these people. I wish to God we could see where they were living. I hope, you know, like I want the other side of the American Idol of like,
yeah,
they're putting these people through the ringer and making them sing in front of millions of audience virtually or in person. So it's like, I can't imagine how horrible it is to like go leave and have to like talk to these people after you just performed. Like I want to know the back end.
Do you remember the like first viral like video essentially like of the girl sobbing to Clay Aiken?
He was my first concert.
Wow. That's,
him and Kelly Clarkson.
They were together?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm judging you less now.
Yeah, because I was like, Clay Aiken alone feels weird.
Our first concert was Earth, Wind, and Fire, so I don't think you have like
that's
much.
That's lit,
like,
Tom.
No, that's pretty badass.
It is badass, but it's
I could tell
so,
you what
like,
I was wearing. That's how impactful it was. I was wearing gray Sophie shorts and a turquoise shirt that said something about the clouds. And it was like, it had clouds on it. And it was like cuffs, like, you know, like quarter sleeve.
Cap sleeve.
Yeah. Cap sleeve, oh my God, I love this.
You're right. That is so memorable.
No, I just remember it because I loved it so much.
Okay. I don't remember what I was wearing. It was a Earth, Wind & Fire and Chicago concert.
No way.
That's really cool, Tom. You're making it sound like it's stupid, but that's pretty legendary.
It's not stupid. It's just hilarious. Like, you would think we were like, my first concert was NSYNC. Like, it's like we were like kids. Like, so it's like just funny that like our first, we like, God forbid mom and dad take us to a Britney Spears concert, a Christina Aguilera concert, like that all our friends went to, right? The first concert to go to is Earth, Wind & Fire, which granted, I love Earth, Wind & Fire and I love Chicago, both great bands. Have iconic
you appreciate
songs.
It more now than you
of
did
course,
then,
but
I'm
like
sure.
It's like going back to school the next day being like, what'd you do last night? And you're like, Earth, Wind & Fire.
Well, I kissed Joey Aha. Sorry, Joey, oh, in the gazebo
just
around the corner.
His full name.
Oh my God.
It did not, it made me less cool in a moment of time where I was so awfully not cool, you know? I'm sure I wore an iconic Hawaiian shirt to Earth, Wind & Fire. Mm-hmm. I'm positive of that.
If you have any family pictures of this event, like, we need to upload them.
It's kind of shocking. I don't think we do.
There might have been some on Facebook at one point, but like, I deleted
no,
Facebook.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, Photoshop me in as if I was there.
Do you remember? But those are all good answers. Do you still watch Survivor? Are you tuned in on?
No, I haven't watched Survivor. God, I can't remember. It's got to be like at least like 20 years at this point.
Oh my God, why?
Okay,
no, Survivor 40 was fucking amazing. Like, if you want a good reason to like kind of restart, I feel like 40, maybe it's not the best one to start with because it's all winners. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know.
The problem is it spoils it. So, like, say you watch it. Say she watches it and she loves it. She's like, I want to get back in. She just
saw the winners,
20 winners that she's seen before.
That's
I haven't watched this new season. Tom, have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's bad. Jeff, it's like, you know, like the Charlie Day meme of him being like,
red eyes and pointing at the map.
Yes. Red eyes pointing at the map. I realize this is a podcast, but... Mm-hmm. It's like that felt, it's like Jeff Probst had like taken some Adderall and shrooms and was like riding the wave and like
and got
stayed
like
up,
an like, injection of Botox in his eyeballs.
And
oh
was
my
like,
God.
On the third day, we'll throw in this immunity advantage twist. It's like every episode has so many advantages that every tribal they go to, everyone's just like playing advantages. And it's like, what's the gameplay here? Like,
I
want to go on Survivor because I think that I could really do a great job with my social game with like befriending people and backstabbing people. And like, I think I could really make it work for myself, but I'm like, I don't want to go in and I'm saying this as if I'm going to get cast, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want to apply for a show that's so strategic like that. Like, I'd rather go on Big Brother than like, if I'm going to have to like go through all these advantages, like why not go on Big Brother where I have food?
Yeah. And you'd also be like up in the AC. Block from me. If you went to Big Brother.
Oh, do they film it right by you?
Yeah, they
yeah,
film,
you can just like you can throw things like over the side into the hole where the sign is in the backyard.
Hi, Tom, like on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I do kind of want to see what the house looks like from the outside, cuz it's a studio stage.
It's a sound stage. Yeah. So, it's like the CBS, I'm not far from CBS Studios like at all.
But they have an outdoor. Like, is the outside fence? Like, I just want to know what that.
No. It's like in the middle of a building.
Yeah.
Like, it's a set. So like they have to move trucks and stuff in to get all those things in. So it's like, it's literally just like they cut out the ceiling of a set. I mean, the ceiling gets covered though sometimes. So I think it's just some retractable ceiling.
Interesting. So Jersey, I mean, Jersey was crazy in 2000.
Oh no, that's in California.
No, that's in California.
I know.
Oh,
we're just so off topic.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
no,
that's
fine. Checks out. It's like a family dinner.
Yeah. I went on Diana's podcast and we were supposed to talk about Vanderpump Rules, and I was like, I have a heart out like at this time, but like let's gab about it, let's go. And then like it starts and I don't remember what we talked about everything but VPR, and then it was like 10 minutes to go and we were like, so Tom Sandoval,
it was like last 5 minutes and that was the episode.
Well, okay, we are going to jump into Jersey briefly, and I mean briefly. Do you have anything to say about Ultimate Girls Trip? Did you watch it yet?
I haven't watched it yet because I've been working like a lunatic, and I've also been out visiting everyone.
That was brief. That was so brief then.
Yeah, that was brief. I also highly fucking recommend it because it's so, so good. Because it's about...
Oh, I'm going to.
It's about nothing. It's fabulous. But has, like, it's just amazing.
Like, I might rewatch it again.
Yeah.
Are all the episodes up?
No, just four. The fourth came out today.
Because my parents have Peacock. And I have to watch it here before I go back. But if I don't finish it all, when I come back for Christmas, I can finish it.
Diana, just steal your parents'
steal
Peacock.
Steal that password.
No, it's through the cable. So it's like, I don't get an account. Oh. Like, you have to do it through the box. That sounds funny.
We love doing things through the box, right, ladies?
Yeah. Peacock, am I right?
Between
peacock
and the box. It's been a dry spell in Jersey, Diana.
No.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. Okay, work. She goes home and hooks up with that boy she kissed in the gazebo around the corner.
I cannot confirm or deny.
But not Marielle. Not Marielle.
Not Marielle.
Not a moment.
No, she did not come over to the house at all.
No.
Okay, well, speaking of Jersey, we are jumping into, once again, continuing our holiday coverage, chatting about old Christmas-themed episodes of Housewives. And this episode is season 3, episode 9. I did watch a little bit of 10 because it finished the fight. Not a big deal if anyone here didn't, but... season 3, episode 9 is called 'Twas the Fight Before Christmas. And... This ep was electric. I mean, I don't know.
I love these
what
women
time
so much.
I love them too. And you know, I don't know when the last time everyone here revisited Jersey. I actually watched, like, in the darkest days of my unemployment due to COVID-19, I watched Jersey from the beginning. And some of the older shows I think don't always hold up as like exciting as they used to be sometimes. Like, sometimes it can be nostalgic more than it is like actually good. Jersey is good. Like, it's like never not good. Like, it has a dry spell in the middle, but like, though, like season 1 through 5 are
when it was. I mean, that was prime family time. Like, that. I think that's why it holds up to the level of drama that we now get, because it was like literally about a family falling apart, which is fucked up.
I think the good thing about the family aspect is that it appeals both to people who are from Jersey, because I'm looking at it and I'm like, well, this is how my family acts. And then people who aren't from Jersey, they're interested to see that dynamic, because that's not what they're used to at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I mean, I remember watching the table flip like from my childhood bedroom and being like, what? In God's, like, in Texas, like, no one talks to people like that.
No,
like,
we would have to, we would ask to be excused from the table. Like, God forbid we like slam our fists down.
And like, our family has been in Texas forever, but like, our family is not like, our immediate family is not very like quintessential
cliche,
like Texas cliche conservative, all that stuff. Like, like, we're very like open and speak on our feelings, and we don't hide
in a polite
our feelings in polite but like, it just is not it. Like, I remember watching that flip and being like, what is this? I'm obsessed. And it still feels like a time capsule of something that I'll never understand. I mean, like, does it all feel so familiar for you, Diana, when you watch this?
Yes. I mean, I can't say anyone in my family has like flipped a table exactly, but like, just the loudness of it all and the yelling and the passion behind the table flip. Like, when we get mad here in Jersey, like, run for the hills. It's like Joe when he kicked the punching bag. I was cracking up.
That was wild.
It was
kind of violent though. Like, it was kind of disturbing. Like, the way he kicked it, it was so hard. It's like,
Jesus Christ.
It's like, the fact I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. And then he kicks it. And it just reminds me, because like, not that my mom ever kicks a punching bag like that, but like, she'll be like, let me show you this. Like, she just has to show me something. And I'm like, okay, for the sake of showing me. And that was the energy behind that like punching bag kick.
Yes. It's funny. I do feel deeply like in my heart of hearts that I should have spent more time in my life in Jersey, because I think that I'm very like, I just, I'm so intense about everything, and I don't like, I don't have a lot of levels to myself. Like,
don't
I'm intense
say about, that about yourself.
I'm not reading myself. I'm just saying, like, I'll be like, wait, no, why didn't you go get that? And you're like, why are you mad? And I'm like, I'm not mad. Why didn't you go get that?
Like, yeah, you're right. You know, you live on like a high frequency of like, you, yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, I was at,
to
work
me the other day. I was on the phone with like UCLA, and they were trying to charge me for this like bill because they coded the insurance wrong. And like, I called them and she's like, you're yelling at me. And I was like, this is just how I talk.
This is just how I talk. It is
nobody's
kind of,
yelling.
No, it is kind of poetic though that we are covering this episode when Ultimate Girls Trip came out because I have never, again, I know Diana, you haven't watched quite yet, but I know you will. I haven't really ever felt joy in endearing feelings towards Teresa Giudice until Ultimate Girls Trip, and I'm like, I love you. Like,
really? There's a love Teresa. Like, yes. I'm a Teresa stan.
There's a moment when she's like in her confessional, she's like coming, she's like shading Ramona, and she's like, Ramona, you're nothing. I invented something. I flipped the table first. Oh my, you're right. Confessionals,
I mean, her confessionals in this season, season three, are
so
chef's
good.
Kiss. I mean, she is going in. And it's funny. I actually, I don't know about y'all, but I loved Caroline initially when the show started. Mm-hmm. Big Caroline stan. And I found her to be the, like, matriarch, the queen.
I mean,
of
she has the center. Yeah. What are they holding? No, they're not holding anything.
It used to be they were holding like a little state of New Jersey, and then they probably realized how really dumb that is.
Like a slice of pizza. Like, I don't know what you hold.
It's be okay with that.
Or I wish they were like holding a glass of red wine or something.
Oh my God, Kix! I was thinking the same thing.
Well, because Potomac
holds champagne, but
the reason you're saying that though is because they always use red wine on their social for a Jersey.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
They'll do like the diamond for, they'll do the emojis for each one, but Jersey doesn't have one, so yeah, red wine. Yeah, you're right though. It would be really iconic. But well, so let's jump into the episode. So I'm just gonna kind of like walk us through the app as we go. We right off the bat, right at the top, everyone's decorating for Christmas, and we get like a big conversation right at the top about the finances.
We
the
also
finances
get
with
we
the
see
Giudices.
We see Melissa's old face.
Yeah,
she
and Joe's hair.
And Joe's hair. Well, Melissa, some people glow up and then glow down as the show goes down. I mean, goes on. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Get a lot of work done, look amazing, and then the work settles and it's not so good. Melissa looks unbelievable today. So I'm like, whatever you did, the work. I mean, like, it doesn't look what she, the new nose.
I think she
the
got
lifts,
a new chin.
Yeah,
maybe that too. I mean, she look. I mean, seeing her on Girls Show, I mean, she looks younger than she does in this almost.
Absolutely.
But go ahead, Diana.
I was just going to say what you were saying about the finances. It's so funny watching it through the lens of like what we know now.
Right. Absolutely. And like, Joe is such a fucking scammer. Juicy Joe. I fucking hate him. I hate him. Like, he makes me
disgusting.
So angry.
Like the way he just sits around and he just like has this like aura of like gray rage. Like, he just sits there like always, and you can tell he's like, he might be always ready to throw a punch.
He's an Italian dad on steroids, because
literally I think,
like,
he's literally on steroids.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's fair. Because when he was like, Teresa's like, come on, I gotta go to the party later in the episode, he's like, I just want to sit and relax. Like, okay, like, my dad's done that before and did the same thing, but you know, he gets up and he goes and it's like, it's right. Fine, but he was like, like the grumpy old troll.
He just carries himself so weird that it like, even through watching it on TV, you're like, this man is so intense for no fucking reason. Like,
yeah. And sometimes when I see like a belly on someone like that that looks so rock hard, I'm like, how does a belly become rock hard? Like
liquor.
Like
when, and beer.
Like, does that like when you think
Tom,
of a
you're from
stomach,
Texas,
it's like
you
squishy,
know what rock hard
right?
Yeah.
Oh my
Like Joe's stomach area, like, is rock hard. Like stale. Like it feels like not like muscular. Stale. He's just like so like he's like concrete.
But it, that's I think like it's like because they say abs are made in the gym but showed off in the kitchen. So I think he's made the abs a little bit too much, but like Teresa's feeding him all the pasta, so there's nothing to show off.
Sure. Okay. You're kind.
That's the first I'm getting.
So they're all decorating for Christmas. And Teresa. I'm reading my notes. Teresa and Juicy are talking about all the tabloids. Now, something to remark on that has since come out years later, the tabloids, like TMZ, Us Weekly, like all of the big magazines and stuff like that, since they were going through legal issues, they would approach the magazines and be like, hey, we need X, Y, and Z. Like, there was a story about how there was a magazine that paid for, like, a front page article in form of Christmas gifts for the kids because they didn't want to have money in the books. So, like, they, like, bought them a trampoline, and she was, like, on the cover of an article. And then, like, they, you know, crazy stuff. And, like, she was in on all of it. So, like, this, I think, was kind of the beginning of her talking about, like, oh, they're all picking up all these stories. And it's like, no, like, you're doing the stories so, like, you can make money.
Yeah, it's like the OG leaking to Page Six. But
yeah.
Yes. That's so shady.
The trampoline story is...
It's dark.
It was in a book or something. Actually, I think it was actually maybe in Brian Moylan's book. That's exactly where it was. Brian
Moylan
interviewed a... interviewed a, I think, reporter or someone who had worked with, who had published things about Teresa, and he said that he paid for their trampoline or something like that.
What's the legality behind that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it feels illegal
because you can trade in advertising, like, but there has to be like signed agreements and shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, with all her like past legal issues, and I don't know if you guys listen to, I think it's called the Bravo Docket. They're two lawyers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they did a really good explanation of like why they got into their bankruptcy issue, and it was basically because they didn't fill out any of their paperwork correctly. So like, just knowing all that, it's like, oh.
Or Joe didn't. Teresa mm-hmm. just signed everything.
Yeah.
And you know, my heart really breaks for her too, because mm-hmm. I think she really does have she's a child's heart. I'm mm-hmm. like a childlike spirit about her. Like, and she just falls in love with these guys. And I'm sorry, I'm looping this in with Louie too.
Yeah,
like,
him in. Yeah.
She falls in love with these men that just like
scammers.
Don't. Yeah, they're just scammers. And like, the way she breaks down about how she lost the last year of her mother's life because she was in prison because of Joe. I mean, that is awful. And so I'm sure that mom would have lived longer if the family hadn't been going through that because of like the stress, like knowing that like your family is going, they only have two kids too, which always shocks me. It's just Joe and Teresa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have two kids. One, they've hated each other for so long, finally in a good place, essentially only to make things good before you go to jail. It's like that has to age someone.
I think also the reason why she falls for these scammers and the reason why she didn't do her due diligence when signing the paper, like, I hate to blame my culture, but like, that's the Italian like dynamic of husband and wife.
You just trust the
really
husband.
Traditional. Yeah, yeah. He's the man of the house. Although my mom definitely is like, she whips everyone into shape in this family. So it's like the exception to the rule. But like the old school way of it all was like, the father goes to work. He goes, he makes the money. The wife is there. And when he gets home, she makes him a drink and she serves him dinner. And she is there to be his support. Which is why also, I know we're skipping ahead to this season, this past season, but we see Jill get so upset at Melissa when she's, you know, branching out on her own and having her own ventures. Like, this is just the old school Italian way of life. So for Teresa, I mean, and we don't know what her parents' relationship dynamic was. Like, her father seemed like a great man, but he probably was that rock and that sturdy person. So that's why she probably goes towards these like macho men.
Yeah, that's true. I think you're right on the money on that.
So I have a question. What's the timeline from Juicy Joe's sentence to when Teresa goes to jail?
So it was the reunion at season five reunion is the first time. Season five was the last season that this gang was together. Like, the Kathy, Melissa, Teresa, Caroline, and who am I missing?
Melissa.
No, Melissa, Kathy, Melissa. Caroline, Teresa.
Jackie?
Jacqueline. Yeah,
poor Jackie.
I know, she's like irrelevant.
I'm not a Jacqueline person, but
no, same.
Yeah, I really don't care for her. But no, that was like the last season that this group had together, and it was like that reunion that they were like, you're likely going to go to jail. And Andy was like asking the questions to them about
Fuck.
It. And then I think he was sentenced, like, because they filmed season six is this bizarre season.
Yes.
Where they got rid of like everyone and introduced all these new people.
The two Kims, right? Kim G.
No,
it was the twins and Amber.
Yeah. So these two, and all three of the twins and Amber, they had one season wonders because it was a mess of a season. But
terrible.
At the end of that season, she was like about to go into prison. And then Bravo New Jersey was not on for 2 years because they waited for her to go to prison. And then they've started filming a season. So that's a little New Jersey history for you.
They had a three-part
Joe
didn't go
special. Until after that. Yeah, right. Yes, there's a Teresa goes to jail.
Yeah. She has like a little spinoff, if you will.
That sounds like Madea goes to jail.
Yeah, where it sounds like a children's book and you just see her like on the cover in a jumpsuit like.
With her arms crossed. How did I get here?
Got any Horrible. Pizza pie in this joint?
What?
Oh my God.
Okay. Next question I have before we like break down some episode moments. How does Margaret fit into this group?
She was a one-off casting. Yeah. I don't think she knew
they
anyone.
They tried to play it off as she was friends with Siggy Flicker back when Siggy was on the cast because it was Siggy's second season. And that was Margaret's entree into the world. And then that's also why like Siggy got like hyper emotional because it's like, I freaking bought you into this group and now.
Mm-hmm. That fucking QAnon insurrectionist asshole Siggy
Talk
Flicker.
Talk about a letdown.
So
her first season, I was
she's
like,
electric.
She's awesome.
Yes.
And then now she's like a friggin' psycho.
So, and then Dolores, I need to know Dolores as well.
So Dolores is interesting. Dolores, if you just took the camera and turned it a little bit to the left in all of these scenes, she's there. So she was supposed to be in the original cast in season one. And then she talks about it. I'm also reading how, Diamonds and Rosé right now. And I think I haven't gotten to the Jersey chapter, but I've heard that I think she talks about it in that there was some sort of health reason that she couldn't go on to season one. So
she
didn't.
Had cancers. It might have, right? Breast cancer.
Yeah, I actually think. Did she? Maybe. That sounds kind of right. I don't know. Something happened though where she couldn't go on the season and then things just kind of snowballed and she just wasn't a part of the cast and what was happening.
Got it.
So she joined post Teresa getting out of prison. Mm-hmm. But like they always talk about like it was Dina, Teresa, Dolores, and Caroline. They would like all go
Dina,
in and drinks together all
some,
the time.
I love Dina.
Some boots on the ground. She has a crazy BBL. I've seen it IRL.
Oh my God.
I saw her in a Le Pan once.
Work. Did you see her BBL? Because it's wild.
I think this might have been pre-BBL, actually.
It's oh my God, this wild. Is so funny.
It's literally Kim Kardashian level, teeny tiny legs, massive BBL.
Now I gotta look at her Instagram because I just feel like I didn't know this.
Yeah, no. I don't, I'm sure she doesn't talk about it. But
right. Like, no, but I want to see it.
I have corresponded with her a couple times in person, and she has a large BBL. And I'm not even going to give her, technically it is natural ass. Because what's in a BBL? Fat. So.
Well, that makes sense. Dolores wanted to get Dolores get a BBL, or she wanted to get a BBL? It was like a storyline. Okay, we got to get back into this episode. Okay, so one thing before we chat about the party a little bit, we do get this scene with Ashley. I do want to we would be remiss to not talk about Ashley because she was such a huge part of Jersey. And I mean, it was like the first time we had really had a kid on the show. And she's not a kid, but like, she's younger than like Brooks Marks. Like she's
she has like a Brooks Marks like storyline other than an interview, you know, an interview moment. She has like, you like see her friends in her house and they have like, like title bars and stuff. It's crazy.
Well, it kind of reminds me of like the OG Orange County because the kids were a central part of that storyline and they were definitely misbehaved too. But for some reason, like, I feel as though Ashley is like next level. Well, obviously she's pulling people's hair and all that crap.
Yeah, she did. This is the season after she ripped Danielle's hair out. Yeah. Well, and then like, do you remember that awful, do you remember she goes to New York City to like be an intern? I don't know if it's this season or the next season, like, and the internship's going awful because she just has a bad attitude. They go to visit her. They take her to this diner and she like throws a fit. Like, and choose out Chris, and like she just is a mess. And she like moves to Las Vegas with the uncle, and then like it's dark.
Yes, and she also changed the spelling of her name.
When did that happen? I forgot about
this. I don't think it was ever on the show. Like, I think it was in downtime, but she like, obviously it was spelled A-S-H-L-E-Y and now she made it A-S-H-L-E-E. Like, okay.
The worst way to spell it. I was hoping you were going to be like A-S-H-L-I-E-G-H maybe. Like, I've seen that before.
That's better?
No, I've seen that before.
No, that but happened. Ashley... Yeah. Because I was going to say Ashley with like the nay spelling the end, like, is very much like our
Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley is.
That's hilarious. You're like, is Ashley here? Hi, it's Ashley.
Oh my God. Let me just get this out. It's very much like our age.
Generation.
Yeah.
You know, Ashley. No, it's Ashley.
That's really funny.
So. Melissa is going to throw a huge ass Christmas party that at the last second we find out is for charity.
Yeah, right?
It was very buried in the, she was like, this Christmas party's happening. And then like three scenes later, she's like, it's for charity.
I know. And the way she said it, it's like someone snuck in a cue card and was like, you need to read this liner.
I would never throw a Christmas party this big if it wasn't for charity. And it's like, okay.
Sure, Jan.
And then can we talk about this Matrix-looking party planner? Like, he looks like the bad man in the
what
Matrix.
What is his name?
Like
Fabulous Fred?
Fabulous Fred shows up to the house, and he's like, you can either have the schmucks with their bellies hanging out.
The roly-poly. He says roly-poly.
Yeah, the roly-polies with their bellies hanging out. Or you can have hot people. He's like, the party costs $50,000.
That's crazy. That's like a college semester somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, like an entry level salary, you know, like
truly.
$50K. And then Joe's like, you know, $50K is a lot of money, but when there's kids involved, my
you're
heart
gonna spend it.
Is with the kids.
And then, like, during the party, like the charity part, I have a lot of questions about this party. I just want to be clear. We got to touch on the fact that it was a casino night and a Jesus's birthday celebration. You could bring gifts for the kids for charity, but you had to put them on the bartending wall. It's very confusing. Like, if you looked at the pullback picture of where the toys were, they were behind the bartender on this like shelf.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just hung up on that ugly ass ice sculpture. And she's like, it looks just like me and Joe. I'm like, on what planet?
It was.
Isn't it Jesus's birthday? Like, I'm confused. Why is there a step and repeat?
In Melissa's words, she says, it's Jesus's birthday and I'm very close to God.
I can't. Like, every time she says that, I want to throw something.
I'm like, yuck. Like, literally yuck. Keep your closeness to Jesus to yourself, okay? And it has nothing to do. There's so many parts of the party, right? It's like, it's about that. It's about Joe and Melissa's love. It's about Jesus's birthday.
It's about casinos with fake kids.
It's about casinos. Yeah.
Like, would have made sense to me if it was a like casino night for charity and all the like it's real money. But no, it's casino night, a holiday party for Jesus's birthday with money that has Joe and Melissa's face on it.
That was wild. Why was that needed?
I know. All vanity. It's the vanity of it all.
Completely.
And she walks down the stairs and she's got the microphone in her hand. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, like, forget it. I'm like, you are just so...
At least she's interesting because we're not getting much out of her these days. So I'll give it to her.
Ooh, yeah, that's well, true.
Did you catch when she goes... She goes, I have a bar... Melissa says this. She goes, I have a bar going on in my library. Yeah. Her library.
So many people say that here.
No.
Oh, you didn't know that? It's a thing.
No.
They say the library. I don't know why.
There's another R.
I know. No, it's a thing. Like, I guess that's so funny. When you were saying that, I was like, oh, wait, no, I don't think he knows that's like a thing. The it's a library. Wrong thing. But yeah. It's a thing.
It sounds like a kind of berry.
Yeah, I think when my mom said when she was little, she used to say it, but like, okay, little is understandable. This is right. What, was she like 29 on at that point? Like no, that would be if it was me talking to you now, no, being like the library. Kids.
She's young. She's like 29.
Yeah.
Melissa is.
Okay, well, how are they rich again? I need to know that
Joe.
As well.
Joe's so older than she is.
Joe's like 10 years older than her, and Joe had... the house prior to this was like a mansion that his like dumb Jersey... bro brain just bought like he like had like he was a bachelor he hadn't was not dating anyone he just like ugh, bought a big old so house gross. Because he like had money. He works in construction as everyone does in New Jersey.
Yeah, pretty quote much unquote. It checks out,
right? Well, so yeah, the party's happening. Teresa and Joe are like throwing a fit about going, but like to think like that not a couple weeks ago they were like punching each other. Like punching each other in the
friggin'
face
christening.
At a christening. And they're that's, still
I mean,
seeing each other
I'm
at
so
a Christmas
sorry
party?
For the Jersey person in this, but it just feels like very cliche, like Sopranos, to be like, yeah, I punched someone out at my like kid's christening party.
I have to ask, so in Texas, do they do big christenings like that?
No.
Well, because we didn't grow up with Catholicism in our life or around us. So it's not really something that happens. Like I think that if like we only, this is going to be shocking. We first of all knew like probably hundreds of Mormons like in our town. And we knew like two people that were Catholic.
Oh, I think we spoke about this on my podcast. Wild. This is probably what we went on for. Like,
yes, I think you're right. Because I think we were talking about Salt Lake or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
And they're building, I mean, who cares? They're building a Catholic church very close to where we grew up. But like, it was heavily Mormon population, Baptist population. And then there was like, I feel like there's such a small community of every other religion but Catholicism.
So like, it's big in Jersey, like christening, communion, like confirmation, not so much. Like it's usually a dinner, but like it's huge parties like that. Like just to give you like perspective from my communion, my mom hired a freaking Frank Sinatra impersonator. And like all I wanted to was listen to like Britney Spears and NSYNC. And we had a freaking Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, we can connect.
I like
connect.
How you just started whispering.
Connect.
You were like...
We can what'd connect you, on that because of Earth, our Earth, Wind, and Fire first concert.
Right,
all we wanted.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's true. No, I love that you were like at my christening, I saw it at Frank's. You like started whispering because you're your parents.
My mom, I'm afraid she's going to come down and be like,
you didn't like Frank Sinatra. You don't speak about Frank Sinatra negatively in this home.
And it's so funny. First of all, Kik, you sounded just like my mom when you said that. That's
I tried to get spill the Jersey accent.
Oh my god, it was so perfect. But yeah, no, so like he started performing, and I remember, you know how they like at parties have like inflatable instruments and microphones? My friends and I, like, we were sitting around him, so we started like mocking him, and then he like brought us in his show. It was so funny.
Sounds like a wild time.
Yeah, I kind of want to see it on TV.
I have pictures. I'll send it to you guys.
Wait, so I actually do, because I have a couple friends that I went to college with that are from Jersey, and they always told me that when this show was airing, like, it was appointment television. Like, even people that didn't watch reality TV, like, every household in New Jersey was watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey because, like, it was so close to them, and in such a very niche, like, part of America that, like, everyone was tuned in. Is that what happened for y'all?
Yes. And also, like, so when New Jersey premiered, I was living on Staten Island in New York, but I related more to the cast of Jersey because Staten Island, the culture there is that Italian, you know, like what you see on Jersey. Like, I didn't even care about New York City when it first came on because I was like, oh, this isn't me. But like Jersey really sucked me in. And also, like you said, it's just everyone was watching it. Even when I went to college and they had a marathon on, like all the guys were watching it with us, they could relate and they could find something to like smile or laugh about with it, just because it was our lives, you know.
I really think it was such, it is some of the best reality television out there,
like, and most iconic too, because like there's like moments of Jersey that will literally live down on like just pop culture history.
I mean,
because
at the fucking Super Bowl last year, Caroline and Teresa have a fucking commercial together. They famously hate each other where they flip a table. Like, it's like, that is huge. Like to think, and not only is that huge, but that's 15 years later and we're still talking about it. I mean, I actually don't even think that the table flip is even the best of it. You know, like, I love Danielle Staub. No, I don't like her, but I mean, I love her for the show because she brought so many moments. but I actually prefer seasons 3 and 4 more. Like, this family drama is so real. And what's interesting is on Ultimate Girls Trip, they're talking a lot about, Teresa has brought up like so many times about her, Melissa, like lying to her about the fact that she was coming on the show. For those that don't know listening, that like there was the reason they hated each other in this season, they always didn't like each other, but because I also find that Teresa has a deep sexual attraction for her brother.
That dynamic's a little off.
There's something weird, like the way she hates Melissa for Joe. It's like
and she married a guy named
Joe that looks like Joe.
It's he just looks like him because he's short and round. Like,
the Italian like lifestyle, like mother son relationships can be that way. And I feel like Teresa and Joe, like their relationship is very reflective of like an Italian mother son relationship. Like, I saw this meme the other day. It was like, if I'm your girlfriend and your mom is treating me like I'm a side piece that just interrupted a relationship, like it's over. And it's like, sometimes it be like that in Jersey. And I thank God it has not been like that in any of my relationships,
crazy
but
to me.
Sometimes it be like that. Oh my God. I know people who
have trust that you. Issue.
So that's horrific. I just want to, so I was curious about the year that Manzoed with Children came out, because so it came out in 2014, which I feel like is kind of late.
Because like right after she got off the show.
So
she got off the show in like 2013.
Got it. It's just, I don't know. It's crazy. Like, I mean, that doesn't feel that long ago. I guess it kind of is that long ago because we're now in 2022.
Time flies.
I would love to see Caroline back on our screens.
Me too.
Housewives format, not I don't care about her family. I want to see like her mixing it up with the girls.
I don't know. Yeah, because
that we have the addition of Margaret, but like I think, and this is probably the most unpopular opinion ever, but like on her last few seasons of the show, it was just like all right, like she kind of just got to like, I'm in charge, you know?
Yeah, and it was like, I know what you mean. I know. She just like brings this like Edie Falco presence.
Yeah,
to
it's
the
like
show
she has big dick energy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, okay. So the party's a brewing, right? So we also have yet to talk about Kathy Wakili, it's still to this day, I'm shocked that Kathy Wakili got a fucking pizza slice or glass of red wine, whatever it's called that they're holding. Cause like, I find her to be not interesting at all.
She's so boring.
So boring. And she stays around. I mean, she's on like three more seasons after this. And like,
but was this before Friend Of's?
No, because Kim G is a friend of.
Oh. Yeah, literally, her whole storyline is like, meow, my cousin hates me.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, okay. Like, you're pretty easy to hate.
Her husband was like so annoying.
Rick, I fucking, that also another QAnon asshole. I found that out the hard way. Yeah. I like was rewatching Jersey and I was like doing deep dives on all their Instagrams and he was like posting photos like without a mask on, like at a Trump rally being like, he's like, where the world makes sense again or things like that. Like, just like nonsense. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So Kathy, as the awful reality star she is, tries to stage this conversation with Teresa. She like walks up. She's like, hey, Teresa, it's good to see you. She's and like, Teresa's like, she's like, it's good to see you. And she's like,
now it's
no,
nice
it's
to see me.
Oh, yeah, it's nice to see, oh, nice to see you. Yeah, and she's like, yeah, no, it's nice to see you. And she's like, right, it's nice to see you too. Like, what do you want me to say? God. And then she walks away and Kathy comes back and she's like, no, Teresa, like, it's nice to see you. And she's like, I don't know what you want to say.
Yeah, what do you want me to say, idiot?
She's so fucking annoying. I like get why Teresa
doesn't she call her a cunt, or did I just like put that in my head? But she's like bitching.
Rick says like fuck that bitch in the bathroom. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. It was just so weird. Oh, go ahead.
I don't know if
go
you guys watch Debbie Downer. I mean, watch SNL rather. But, like Debbie Downer for some reason, like Kathy just reminds me.
Absolutely. When she launches that dessert line, and she's like, no one likes my desserts. Like, it's so Debbie Down. Remember she had the cannolis?
Yes. Yeah. I had a bottle of her red velvet vodka. That was one of the first things I bought when I turned 21, and it tasted like Robitussin.
Ugh, red velvet vodka?
That's chocolate vodka.
Like, yeah. But it was like red, so like it had the consistency of corn syrup, and like
that is just
so gross. It literally just gave me body chills. Like,
and I remember because you know when you're 21, like your tolerance for cheap alcohol is like you got this. I was drinking that like it was nothing, and now I'm like, oh,
I would pull shots of pink lemonade brunettes and without a chaser.
It makes me want to vomit every time you say it. Truly,
oh, that's so gross.
One time I. No, it's not worth it. The peach one.
Save it for the paywall.
Oh my God.
Well, okay. So our first bit of drama is that Melissa's brother-in-law, so her sister's husband, who I love her sisters, and I never understand why they were never like featured in the show more because I think they have star quality. So first of all, one of the sisters claims that Juicy Joe's mom punched her at the christening, which makes me lol because Juicy Joe's mom truly looks like a garbage troll, and she's just picturing her just be like,
literally just a pop in the face.
Sack of robots.
Yeah, exactly that.
So we have that dynamic here. Sadly, Joe's mom is not present at this party, but her husband walks up to Juicy Joe and is like, hey, you owe me that $1,000. Which, first of all, $1,000? Like I would love $1,000. Like, I'm not rich in any way, shape, or form. $1,000 would be super helpful. But, like, these people live in, like, large-ass houses. $1,000 is, like, not that much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're spending $50,000 on a fucking party. Like, $1,000 is just, like, another bite of a little crustini for them.
Yeah. No, it's typical Jersey like dick measuring contest, for lack of a better way to put it.
It happened last season. The same masculinity. Thing.
Yes.
The same 100%. Thing happened this most current season of Jersey when he was like, you owe me
the
money.
The motivational speaker or whatever like, it was.
Yeah, I forget how much money that was, too. That was
I think that was like $10,000.
They quote unquote solved it over just like a handshake and a cheers. It's like,
So it just reminds me, like, and it's a Christmas thing too. Like, we go to my cousin's for Christmas Eve every year, and there's like one person there, and he's always talking about what business ventures he's in now. And it's like, right. Like, somebody pass a rice ball. I don't care. Like, you know, and that's the energy he was bringing.
Yeah. Like, what construction adjacent job are you doing today?
Yeah. Like, no one cares.
Waste management.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You're the waste. Go manage yourself.
Yeah, please. That could be a great tagline for someone.
Yeah.
I'm not a waste. I manage my own self.
That's kind of iconic. I love that. Well, so the brother-in-law is not successful in starting too much drama because it doesn't really do much, but where the drama really comes is in the form of a 4'8"
Monica Chacon.
Kim and Monica show up. Also, why was Monica at the courthouse?
Yeah,
I never got that. Do you know?
What was that?
So she is a lawyer. So they said like the lawyer like suing Teresa. So I'm wondering if like she was on the like the prosecution hired her.
For what though?
I don't, like, you know, like how Ronald Richards like before 2 days ago was like,
I fucking hate him.
What an asshole. Was the like lawyer in charge of the trustee. So yes. Because yeah. I'm not a legal expert. Like I always say this, like my top of my head, my brain right now is thinking that since this was also because they just filed bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if it was because this was also a bankruptcy case, if that was a similar thing where she was like hired on behalf of people to get the money.
Yeah. Well, and then apparently Teresa
somehow make less sense now that we've all talked about it.
Well, apparently also somehow Teresa was actually the one to walk up to her, though. We learned they're like, no, Teresa. And I believed this. They were like, no, Teresa walked up and was like screaming at me for no reason.
Checks
and
out.
Of course, Trey would go around and be like, she's a fucking bitch. She's a fucking bitch.
It's wild. And once again, it's just like, this ended up being such perfect timing with Ultimate Girls Trip because I just have found that I am watching these old episodes of Jersey being like, Teresa's kind of right. Like, yeah. Which I would have never done.
So I love Melissa now. Mm-hmm. I do see how she is very annoying.
I never liked her in her earlier seasons, and I feel like I was always the odd one out. I was firmly team Teresa, but I just am a very, like, real person, and, like, I can see through BS, and I got that vibe previously from Melissa. I like her now better, but, you know, now she doesn't bring anything to the show.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Tom, you don't even really like her now.
No. I shouldn't have said I love her. I just mean like I like her presence on the show now, and it's we make fun of her like not having storylines, which is funny. But like,
she's a great friend to be a full time housewife.
Yeah, she's not like not an awful housewife mm-hmm. to me. But like in this time, I totally get why everyone was so angry, just because like she. That would piss me off, like what she did about the show, which I do believe that like
yeah.
I totally believe that she has been trying to get on forever. She kind of doesn't fit the mold of the show. She's much younger mm-hmm. than everyone. Like,
and everything
she comes
Teresa
on
and- does, she has to do. Like, even we heard her say, she's like, my hairdryer, I think it was like Evelyn or something. She's like, Evelyn used to be my hairdresser, but then Melissa called her behind my back. So now I get someone else.
Right.
He's drinking wine on the job as I'm drinking wine on the job as well.
And he's like, can we make the hair bigger? And I'm like, this is so Jersey.
And she's like, no. Yeah. And then he's like in the corner drinking red wine.
Right. So Kim G, who I fucking talk about a chaotic energy. I love Kim fucking G. I'm sorry.
She comes in swift and hot.
Yeah.
She comes in great. And the fact that they found a Kim D and a Kim G, who both are blonde.
It's the most
like,
bachelorette ABC thing I could possibly
think
of.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It absolutely is. You're so right. But she walks in and she's like, look, I brought Monica. The girl is trying to sue Teresa. And then Melissa is like, you can't bring her. And she's like, why is it my problem? It's like, this is her, but this is her house. Like,
yeah.
Like, she wasn't even invited.
It feels so, like, cliche as well, as someone who's not from or near Jersey, but I'm near Jersey now. Anyways, is that, like, the way that everyone was so, all of the family was so upset by this, but they all simultaneously are so mad at each other, but they were like, you don't mess with my family.
They're family above all. Like, it's just how it is.
But like,
it's like the enemy of the enemy is my friend. That's like, sure, right. Yeah.
Well, the thing that's confusing about the whole family above all thing is like, looking out for family is telling family when they're being fucking wrong and assholes. It's like, looking out for family isn't protecting them when they're so wrong. Like, or maybe protecting isn't the word, but like defending. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like the Jersey way. We stand behind our family, and it's like,
blood is thicker than water. Like,
but it took Teresa so long to get to feel anger towards Joe because of it to me. Juicy Joe.
So like Samaj, I don't know if you know Samaj.
Uh-huh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So he and I talk about this all the time because he's like a fellow East Coaster, like New Jersey guy. It's not necessarily like when you're in front of other people, then you defend people's poor actions. But like the minute you take them, like they're gone, you take them aside and you tell them what's up. And that's I feel like, because Dolores obviously gets a lot of shit for defending Teresa, but like, we know off screen, she's like telling her like it is, but that's part of the Jersey, like the pride of it all, I guess you can say. Yeah. It's like, you don't want anyone to look bad. So you're going to defend them. And then when it's over, be like, this is what's up.
Yeah. I mean, in hindsight, it's very much like Southern culture as well, where it's like up front, you're going to be very like proper and you're going to put on a good face for the for the crowd. But then like when everyone leaves, you guys are going to like either. Well, in the South, we don't talk about it. So.
Yeah, you shove it under the rug. Well, Kim G stays, but Monica does have to leave the party. Sadly.
Monica is like, I understand. I mean, she might not understand, but at least she's like a little bit understanding. Kim G is like going to burn the place down.
So then Kim G and Caroline get into... I couldn't quite follow how we got here. Like, because So first of all, Kim's son, Tommy G, which they put, the fact that they put Tommy G in a fucking Chiron, I was like, this is hilarious. So Tommy G and Albie are, not Albie, what's the other? Chris, yes.
Yeah.
Are best friends. So Kim and Caroline have known each other forever. So then, but then what did Kim do to Caroline in this moment to make Caroline so mad?
She goes, I saw red. And it's like, what does that mean? I don't know. I literally don't know.
I don't know, but she gets in her face and things get wild. Like, and weirdly, Teresa's gone at this point. She leaves the party.
She's not there.
Which also made me laugh that she's like, get Monica out of here. And then after Monica leaves, she's like, bye.
It was totally a power move.
Yeah. But then Chris, who... Albie is like always looked at as like the hot one, right? But sometimes I find Chris very attractive in how he's like, he's so like himself. Like when he was out there, like he was like Kim. He was like, and she was like screaming. She's like, don't do this now. I was like, you were such a good like kid, you know? Like he was like, what?
I didn't watch the next episode afterwards, but he like almost punches her out or something. He's like, when they're in the kitchen.
He doesn't punch her. No. I don't think so.
He gets like in her face. Like when they're, again, I just saw next on Jersey, but.
Well, the party was a hit. And I think this was filmed on, if not Christmas Eve, like the 23rd maybe.
No, I don't think Melissa was lying when she was like, Jesus's birthday is tomorrow.
So that's crazy to me that they're like, production is like, no, we're filming on Christmas Eve.
Well, it's a big deal in like Jersey Italian culture. Like Christmas Eve is the bigger deal than Christmas. Mm-hmm. So for them not to capitalize on that.
Yeah, I've learned that. It's confusing to me because we never grew up that way. I mean, Christmas Eve is like It's like, oh, hey. Like, it's like not really like it's.
Yeah, we have Christmas more traditions Eve now in our adult life with our parents Christmas Eve than we did when we were kids.
I gotta invite you guys to my what cousin's 1 year. I'm just gonna invite you guys to someone else's house.
Okay. Oh, please, we're so down.
We're down. Yeah.
They would actually love you. I'm going to the city with them tomorrow night. But yeah, no, like it's a whole big thing. Like you come dressed up. You like eat the whole time. You drink. We open gifts. Like someone talks about whatever business they're currently running.
Right. Like, right.
What $1,000 you owe someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might get kicked in the face. Who knows?
It's so interesting because we never. When I remember the first time learning people open gifts on Christmas Eve, I was like,
what?
Heathens.
Like, yeah, we only do like each other's like gifts. Last year though, like when COVID and everything, we had to stay home, obviously. So my mom felt bad. She's like, okay, you guys can open one gift.
Oh,
but yeah,
sweet.
No, we do like the feast, and I don't eat any meat or fish, but there's like the feast of the seven fish. And
what is the feast of the seven fish?
It has something to do with Jesus.
Yeah, it's
I don't know what.
I mean, he was a full baby when Christmas Eve. Like, he wasn't even fucking born, actually. So I don't get why the Feast of the Seven Fishes are on Christmas Eve, but it's like an Italian thing.
I just know there's seven fish and they represent something about Jesus.
One of my
very important.
One of my favorite restaurants in the city, they do a Christmas Eve dinner. I've never done it, but I just know about it.
Where?
That's
where?
Cool.
Supper. They do it supper, Lower East Side, shout out. They do a Feast of the Seven Fishes.
They're part of the Little Frankie's chain. Have you ever been to any of those?
They do a Feast of the Seven Fishes on Christmas Eve.
That's awesome. Like I said, I don't eat any of it, but I like can admire it. Like when they pass around and they've got the freaking lobster tails on the tray, I'm like, that's my family. Like, we're doing it up.
Hey, Kix, why have we never been? We should
you
go
and I?
On Christmas Eve. No, we should go on Christmas
no,
Eve.
No, I'm absolutely down.
Well... This brings us to the end of this ep. Diana, any final thoughts on this episode of New Jersey?
Just, it feels like home.
it really was so poetic when you were like, I'm actually in Jersey. Like, I'm home right now. It's like wow. Like, what a way to watch this episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There was something about Melissa's, like, low-waisted jeans with a long shirt putting up her Christmas tree that really just felt right.
Yes. Yeah, and it's making me very excited for the holidays now. Like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it's fun. Isn't it fun to watch? We've been, like, doing a couple of these holiday episodes already. It's, like, puts you in such a fun little holiday mood. And it's, like, it's a nice way to, like, get in the holiday spirit without watching, like, the Christmas movie you've seen every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, such a fun way to... I put on, like, a couple Berkshires episodes while I was, like, decorating the Christmas tree last weekend. Yes, I did already decorate for Christmas. And it was just so nice. It's like, I just love it.
It's comforting.
We all love Housewives, but well, Diana, thank you so much for being here. This was a blast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, you are so hilarious.
Thank you.
And I want you to tell everyone where they can find you, where they can hear you, all that stuff.
Yes. Okay. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Diana Jebbia, GEBBIA. And then also make sure you subscribe, rate, review. First of all of our podcasts, 5 stars. You can find me at Believe in Bravo Besties. Believe is spelled BLEAV. Jeez.
Yeah. And great. It's a great podcast. Diana, once again, is one of the best in the biz. We love her.
God, I love you both. Okay, we got to so get kicks fun. On. You got to come back. And
yeah, whenever, I mean, whenever you want.
Yes.
And you can follow me at The Tom Hamlet, and you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet. That's spelled C-I-X.
Perfect. And then the podcast is a Dumpster Dive Pod. And next week we are jumping in to our Berkshires coverage. And the first episode the Berkshires. And the first episode, the first series of episodes we'll be covering is season 7. That is Dorinda's first season on the show. An iconic fight about sushi between Bethany and Heather. Where they're talking about, Heather's like, well, I could, yeah, we can get you something. And then Bethany's like, you're making me feel weird. And then it's great. Love it. So make sure to watch that so you can listen next Monday when you hear that. And Diana, say bye to the listeners. Bye.
Bye, listeners.
Bye-bye.